Hey mums and dads, welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby, where we talk all things parenting, everything to make your parenting journey a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Now, we know how daunting it can be when you're trying to choose the right products and services for your baby. So I'm delighted to have Debbie Bilson here with us today, and we're talking about a new launch from Maxi-Cosi, the Titan. Debbie has an extensive range of experience and advice for parents, and I am delighted to have her here so that she can share this invaluable information with you to help you make the best decisions when choosing the right car seat for your baby and your child. A very warm welcome to Debbie Bilson. So Debbie, it's absolutely wonderful having you here in studio with us today. We have a long history with Maxi-Cosi as a brand, and I'm just so thrilled to let all our mums know about this life-saving brand. Truly it is. So a very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Pod. I've always enjoyed being around with you and all the experiences we've had over the years with the Mama Magic Baby Shows.
Absolutely. And I think you've got so much to share in terms of Maxi-Cosi. Moms out there are looking for solutions and dads, and they want the best solutions for their babies. And we've heard time and time again, I think car seats are my biggest bugbear when I see children without car seats. And I want parents to know how to choose car seats, because very often there's a new mom born every day and car seats was never a thing in their lives before, and all of a sudden we need to decide on a car seat. So let's start with Maxi-Cosi as a brand first. Tell me a little bit about Maxi-Cosi. Tell us a little bit about Maxi-Cosi, because for those mums who don't know about you as well, just briefly a little bit about the history of the brand.
Sure, thanks, Podge. So Maxi-Cosi is an international brand. They are been on the forefront over the years on safety and innovation. I think that's what the pillar that Maxi-Cosi stands for. And they're continuously also listening to the needs of what the customer's asking for.
Most importantly.
And that's the most important thing. Yeah. So there's always questionnaires going out, workshops with moms, finding what are they wanting from a car seat? What are they finding difficult about using a car seat? And that's where I've been so privileged to be able to represent a brand as Maxi-Cosi for South Africa since 2006.
Wow.
And if we go through the history, they were the first car seat, first manufacturer ever to bring out your Group Zero car seat.
They were the first. What's a Group Zero car seat now? For mums who don't know.
So your Group Zero car seat is generally your first car seat that you bring baby home in. And that car seat is compatible with your stroller. So it becomes part of your travel system. And generally a child will sit in that car seat up until 76 centimeters, which is an average 12-month baby.
Okay.
So Maxi-Cosi was the first Group Zero car seat ever to come onto the market with the carry handle. So the carry handle was there not just to carry the baby around, but also a form of protection in the unlikely event that you are in an accident, that and you do have rolling parts in the car at the time of the accident prevents it from hitting the little one. And then, then it was all about the swivel seat. Yes. I mean, that was in 2008.
Life-changing for us mums.
Yes, listening to our customers once again. And now there are many brands on the market that have a swivel seat, but Maxi-Cosi was the first.
Absolutely.
And then a few years later in 2013, we came out with one base with two car seats. So generally, your Group Zero, we'll go back to your first car seat.
Right.
The base that you bought was only for that seat. But quite an expensive part of your travel system or your car seat that you're purchasing. So Maxi-Cosi then brought out the family system. One base and two car seats. So that was also revolutionary and innovative that we brought out.
Now, so when you say one base and two car seats, so it handles your first 0 to 12 months car seat?
Yes. And then your next stage, which we would refer to as your Group One car seat, which generally takes a child anything from 6 months until 4 years.
Okay.
So you'll hear I'm talking about centimeters and not weight anymore.
Yes.
Because of the fact that the car seat regulations have changed.
Okay.
And before that, we always classified children on weight.
That's so true, yes.
And with research, they found that parents are moving their children into the next stage car seat too early. Because Oscar Runt's little boy could be 9 kilos at 6 months,
mm-hmm.
but his structure and his bone structure and his development is not enough to withstand a forward-facing accident.
Okay.
So with research in that, they have now classifying children and centimeters
instead of weight.
So simple scenario. We're going to Woolies.
Yes.
And we're purchasing a pair of jeans. Do you walk in and to get the perfect fit?
Right.
Are we going to say I weigh 60 kilos or I have a waist of 93?
Oh, of course. Makes so much sense. Makes so much sense.
So now we are classifying children on centimeters and not weight because we need the perfect fit for your child. So I can tell you that your child needs to stay in a car seat from 47 centimeters, which is the general centimeters when little one is born. Until 1.5 meters, which is the average of a 12-year-old child. And then they go, oh no, I don't need to keep my child in a car seat for so long. I never sat in a car seat for so long. But parents must remember that there are a lot more cars on the road today.
That's true.
And cars are manufactured for adults, which is over 1.5 meters. So you climb into your seatbelt, it's at a definite height, and we pull it over our shoulder.
Yes.
Even myself, I adjust that slightly. Now, anyone that you put in a car seat and they are in the car and they strap in with the belt and it's not the right height, it's straight away going to irritate your little one in the neck. So your natural reaction is to put your arm through it because it irritates you.
Right.
And then on impact, all the impact is in abdominal, which unfortunately that is damage that you cannot see with the eye because there's no blood. It's all internal. So the fact that keeping your child in a car seat until they're 1.5 is a message that I would like to carry on. And that's why we have the Car Passenger Safety Week, to be the voice of young people, because in the biggest fatalities that we have on the road is from the age of 5 until 12. And I think, if I had to think about it, that's the stage where we think we become a little bit more relaxed.
Yes.
And we just
give a little
get
bit
into
more.
The car and we put the seatbelt on.
Yeah, that
it's
is
the same
so
as
true.
Airbags. Airbags are there to protect us.
But what's there to protect our children?
Yeah. And the first thing that we'll tell you if you're putting your child in a car is to switch your airbag off if you're putting a car seat on the front seat of a car.
Oh, my word. Now, that's a whole a different discussion there. I just think in terms of where to put the car seat, whether we should put it the rear facing, the forward facing. I think there's a lot to unpack. And we're definitely going to have you back here to unpack it in bite-sized chunks for our moms and dads, especially our new moms and dads.
Yes.
It's really, really overwhelming. But I think most important, we want them to know that it is absolutely essential to get a car seat before baby's born, before you bring that baby home, right?
Yes.
And I'm just so thrilled about your new product, the Titan. So I want to talk about the Titan. I mean, you talk about ultimate protector through childhood. It's an amazing, amazing car seat. This is a new launch of yours, right?
Correct.
So tell us more about it. What's so exciting about Titan?
So the whole Titan family is one of the new products from MaxiCosi. And the benefit about your Titan is that you can use it from 15 months. So from 15 months, a child can sit forward facing because the cartilage in your neck is developed enough to withstand a forward facing accident. So the Titan, the nice thing about the Titan, it's used from 15 months until 1.5.
Wow.
So it's one car seat that grows with your child.
So that's for quite a few years.
Quite a few years. So you're harnessing your 5-point harness that you would use, obviously, from the beginning of 15 months. And you would use that until your little one is 105 centimeters, which is the average 3.5 to 4 years.
Okay.
And that is the stage that you would generally go into a booster seat. You would then not use the 5-point harness because you would be at the right height then for the seatbelt threading to come through. Great seat. One of the pillars of MaxiCosi is always about safety.
Yes.
So the Titan has our key things that distinguish us from any other brand. The first one is the head, the air protect.
Okay.
So it's not hollow. There's a cushioning in there. And it absorbs as your child head moves from one side to the next in the event of a car accident. Okay. So the Air Protect technology is patented by Maxicosi,
right.
Exclusive by Maxicosi.
Okay.
Then as we move down on side impact, as you are traveling and there's a side impact car accident, we have what we call the G-cell technology.
Right.
Which then takes the force away from your child in the event of a car accident. So G-cell technology is a simple scenario. Take us back to nature with the bee. Mm-hmm. It's the inside of our seats are not hollow.
Yes.
They've got hexagon shapes inside. It's plastic, which is in the shape of a hexagon. So if you think about nature and the queen bee always going to the center of the hive and all her little workers are coming around, we never squash the queen bee. What is that doing? That shape is so flexible. So we're moving the force away from the queen bee. And that's exactly what this G-cell technology does to protect your child in the event Amazing. Of an accident.
So it's really cushioning you
cushioning
from top
from
to toe.
Top to bottom. Yes.
That
And then,
amazing.
As I said, the big thing is, and then what Maxicosi also has is the eco. We're also eco friendly. All our fabrics, it takes 99 plastic bottles, which are melted down and made into little pellets. So, once again, as a brand, we like to know that we're giving back to the environment, that we're not taking away from future generation. So we want the younger generation to also know that we care, not yes. only about the safety, but also about the environment.
Absolutely.
And then we also got all our, we got the ClimaFlow, which...
And that in the fabric
that's
now.
That's actually the seat. So the seat at the back has got little holes. So as I said, safety is our main priority, but then comfort is also very important because if you've got a child in the car that's irritable because they're hot and they're uncomfortable, they're going to distract you as a driver.
Yes, that's true.
So you
true.
Also want your child to be comfortable. So with the fabric, with the ClimaFlow as well, that just cools the little one down so it prevents him also from overheating in the car. And
fascinating.
Yeah.
It looks completely luxurious. It looks so comfy. If you look at the little one and the older child,
yes.
Completely comfortable.
And it's the same seat. Exactly the same seat that can be for a younger little one. That little one, I would say, it's about 1.5 going on 2. And then the big sister sitting next to her, same car seat, just different stages. One's using
wow.
your 5-point harness. Because they're under 105 centimeters. And then the little daughter's obviously taller. So she's now using the seatbelt. And then she'll grow with the seat. And the headrest obviously moves down. You can see from that image as well. The headrest moves up and down to accommodate, to make sure that the head is protected at all time in the event of a car accident.
And they both look so comfortable. They both look so comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at it, you think that there's actually two different car seats.
Yes, yes. Same car seat. And then if you just look at the installation. So the installation of that seat is ISOFIX. So there's two different ways of installing a car seat in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly was our standard 3-point safety belt.
Yes.
And then came in the new technology, which is ISOFIX. Many moms out there, you won't know what ISOFIX
yes,
is
ISOFIX.
Until we explain to you and you'll go to your car. And a lot of the cars have a little piece of fabric at the back that will say ISOFIX. And I often get the comment was, oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
So those are two metal clips that are actually manufactured with the vehicle. So it's part of your car.
So it's already built
in your car.
Okay.
So it's not something that you go and put in afterwards. Your car has to be manufactured with those clips. So it'll say ISOFIX. And that is specifically for the installation of car seats with ISOFIX installation.
Amazing.
So there, and why is ISOFIX?
Why is
ISOFIX coming? Because there's less risk of incorrect installation. So one of the biggest things they found that with fatalities and accident is the misuse of car seats. Because all car seats have different threading and sometimes it's complicated. And if a mom or a dad didn't do the threading completely 100%.
Yes. The car seat was just so wobbly.
Yeah, you can't
right?
expect that car seat to perform at its level that it's been tested at. So that hence came in ISOFIX because it's clicking in And a lot of, I know with Maxicosi, we have feedback as well. So it'll bleep you if it's not installed properly. Or there'll be a color, it'll go green if it is installed properly. So there's less risk of incorrect installation when installing a car seat.
So all your car seats are ISOFIX based, right?
So that's a very interesting point as well, because ISOFIX and ISAS is the new standard of safety.
Okay.
It came out in 2013, but the regulation now is that since September this year, in Europe, no car seats will be manufactured under the old R44 regulation.
Okay.
Which means that there will be no seat belted car seats that are R44 regulated.
Okay, since September 2024, right.
So they've given us a few years to go through the transition, which is difficult for South Africans because not all our cars are ISOFIX. So yes, we are actually, as a brand, sitting in a situation right now that we don't have any seat-belted car seats. All the new car seats that are coming out or ISOFIX car seats.
Yes.
Because that's just the...
So it's really, really important then when you're choosing your car seat as well to understand, to make sure that the brand that you've chosen when you're talking to the experts is to explain what car you have as well.
Correct.
And if that's the car you're still going to have when baby's born, I suppose all those... Because lots of families want to upgrade, they need a bigger car, or they're changing cars, etc.
So I think that's very important when you are going to go and purchase a car seat. There's so much information on the website.
Yes, there's a lot to digest.
There's a lot to digest. Do your research. We have time. You've got 9 months to do your research. And don't just take the first car seat that comes into mind as that's the car seat. There's a car seat. There's, as I mentioned to you earlier, the ADAC rating. So Maxicosi, and what that is that it's internationally independently tested. Yes. So it's not Maxicosi that's testing it. There's a German consumer protection company that'll call for seats and then they test the seats. So it's completely independent. So every time Maxicosi actually brings out a new car seat, I don't want to say we're the only, but we're one of the very few that have our own testing facilities. So by the time we release a new car seat on the market, and specifically with the Titan, because it's a multi-group car seat, and getting a multi-group car seat, getting an ad hoc rating was very difficult. So Maxicosi with this particular product being a multi-group was a bit on the behind stages of bringing out a multi-group car seat.
Okay.
And I always, I said, we're losing out here. What's happening?
Yes.
And the biggest thing was Maxicosi, when they bring out a car seat, they want to be at least a 4-star rated. So we got it. It was tested, it was launched, and that's how I'm proud to say today that the Titan Pro is a 4-star rated car seat.
Wow, that's absolutely brilliant. So it's a lot for parents to look forward to. Yeah. I think definitely when you're going into retailers to ask for the Titan, I think that's really important. It's a car seat that's going to live with you for a long time. So on a parting note, what advice do you have for mums when trying to choose car seats? What is your one piece of advice for mums and dads out there that you'd strongly recommend?
So I've obviously been in this industry for many years, as you know. The most important part of your travel system is the car seat.
Why the car seat?
Because that's going to save your child's life. The stroller part, which is generally... parents look and they like the aesthetics, the big wheels.
Yes, the look.
And that's not going to save...
It completes the look.
It completes the look. But that's not going to save your child's life. So when you're choosing a travel system, the car seat component is the most important. So I would strongly advise, before just going and looking, because you like the look of the pram and it comes as a all-in-one package. Do your homework. Because there are many brands, and I'm going to say Maxicosi, which is compatible with a wide range of strollers.
Okay.
So if you choose Maxicosi as your car seat of choice because you've done your research, It's a good brand. It's independently tested. It's got a very good safety rating.
Mm-hmm.
You could don't necessarily have to purchase a Maxi-Cosi stroller as much as we would like you to. It'll be easier. But there are other stroller on the market which is compatible with a Maxi-Cosi car seat.
Oh, that's very interesting to know, because most parents, I think, feel obligated, or they feel like it's a package deal. Yes. If I'm buying the Maxi-Cosi stroller, then I have to buy the Maxi-Cosi car seat. It's a package. But there might be different things that appeal to you about both.
Yes.
And that's okay. But, just make sure to check. And very often you're saying, you will see that it is compatible, right?
Absolutely. And I think, don't get stuck in the fact that I'm buying one car seat forever. Because you must remember that, as I said to you earlier, comfort is also important. For the first year of your child's life, that they sleep 60% of the time, if we're lucky. And every time we go out, generally with motion, being in a stroller, being in a car, little one does fall asleep. If you've got a car seat which is taking you through from a newborn baby all the way through, you at that stage are going to be disrupting baby sleep. So it's a lovely idea that you don't have to buy another car seat. But when you're actually using a product every single day, and you've got a baby that's colicky and that's crying, the last thing you want to do is wake them up. And I don't think that you actually understand the benefit of having a Group Zero car seat from day one, which is compatible with your stroller.
Yeah.
That just makes mom's life so easy.
Absolutely essential. Yeah. Absolutely essential. Well, thank you so much, Debbie. That was so interesting, and I think great food for thought for our mums and dads, and helping them select the right car seat. Firstly, car seats are essential. There is no ifs and buts about it. There's no maybes.
Yeah.
We'll see. It is an essential item that has to be on that shopping list before you bring baby home.
Absolutely.
Right?
I always say that's the most important thing that you're going to purchase. It's things that are last you the longest that you're going to purchase. And it costs less than 1% of the cost of your vehicle. So you can't put a cost to someone's life.
No.
Not definitely not your baby's life.
Absolutely.
And if we can afford to put fuel in our cars today, we can buy a car seat.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much, Debbie. It's wonderful having you here. We all look forward to hearing more about Maxi-Cosi. I know you have so much more in store for us, and not just wonderful products, but lots of information to help parents make the right decision. And that's what it's all about. It's about parents getting into getting pregnant, firstly.
Yeah.
Then it's the anxiety of having this baby and all the things we need. And that's what we're here to do, to make it a little bit simpler and a lot more fun.
And so, I love sharing the knowledge.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Bodge.
Well, mums and dads, that's a wrap for Lights, Camera, Baby, another episode talking about car seats from Brands Africa, particularly focusing on Maxi-Cosi's Titan. An amazing product for you to select when choosing your car seat, especially because it takes your child from 15 months all the way to 12 years of age. Absolutely exciting innovation from Maxi-Cosi. I hope that episode resonated with you and gave you the information you need to make the right choice when you're choosing a car seat for your baby and your child. A very, very big thank you to Debbie Bilson from Brands Africa for sharing this invaluable information with us. And we hope you use it to your advantage. Share this information as well. Share this episode with a friend you know that will need it, and help them to make the best decision for their families as well. Thank you for joining us on Lights, Camera, Baby.